All right, I have a question. While you're doing this, should she decide later on in life to breastfeed, is she going to, like, spray like a garden sprinkler?
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. When morning comes arising, I drink a fifth of Jack. Straight for the fridge, chase it with a six-pack. Hell yeah, I'm a country boy. Then Sunday morning came, I thought I'd take a flight. Still hungover from a Saturday night. When in the air I am and there's something ain't right. Bad news for this country boy. Well, I never thought I'd fly in a plane that looks as brittle. Got wings at my side and a beer in the middle. When I'm Rocky Mountain high, everything is looking lit up. Last flight, I'm the country boy.
Paul Marshall.
You have a lot of chicks that call up there and they're single, right?
Yeah.
Is there any way you can give them our number?
Why?
Every chick that we go out with are, like, psycho.
Yeah, what makes you think the chicks that call me are any more stable?
Well, I mean, they're cool if they're calling you.
Well, I mean, that goes without saying.
You don't have no crazy people.
No, no, nobody crazy listens to us. Why would I give them your phone number, man? Why can't you get chicks on your own? What are you? Do you have, like, some sort of a body odor or something that needs to be worked on?
No.
Small penis problem? What is... crabs? I mean, can we talk about this?
No.
You got a full head of teeth?
Yeah.
You're not like a thalidomide baby or anything like that, right? You got two full arms, two full legs.
Uh-huh.
You bathe on a regular basis?
Nights.
Go out there and plug out there, man. You'll get some chicks. You're not that big a loser.
On 92.9 MFS.
Tonight I'm walking down the street representing solid rock. And I turn on MFS and I hear that DJ talk. He says, thank you all for listening because you know the other side. And if you wear a t-shirt, you could win $100. This is home. We're on Beale Street.
I got a guy on the phone that has a very special request. What do you need, bro?
Could you play Only by Anthrax?
And why is it so special?
Because it's a kick-ass song, that's why.
That doesn't really qualify as special.
I'm sending it out to my mother.
Your mom?
Yeah.
Is mom a big Anthrax fan?
Loves Anthrax.
Who's mom's favorite member?
The lead singer dude.
Which one?
The first one.
He doesn't sing Only.
Well, she likes that one too.
Well, yeah, but she's not. It's not her favorite, so it really wouldn't be that special. It'd be kind of a half-assed request, don't you think?
Well, I don't really care about her. I want to hear the song.
Oh, well, see, now you've lied to me.
You didn't ask me.
What kind of a relationship are we going to have now? You started it off with lies.
Well, we really wasn't looking for a long-term relationship.
Just use me for a song, huh?
Yep.
That's how it works?
Yeah, and then I'll call you back later if I need another one.
Eddie, what were you thinking? That's a guy in a dress.
Hey, back!
Maybe dinner, some dancing, a bottle of wine.
Hey, babe!
Better say you were drinking when you deal with the press.
Faggot ass, faggot.
I can already see the morning headline. Eddie Murphy.
Your name, sir, and what do you do?
Jackson Brown. I write country music for a lot of folks down here.
And your name, sir?
I'm Fred Sanford, and I write books. I sign books for a living.
And one more thing. Now, can we just take
are we going to walk over here?
Yeah. Now, are we getting a visual?
Okay.
Well, what's happening?
Okay, what are we doing over here?
Hey, am I seeing double? Is this the old days again?
This is nice, isn't it?
What's going on here?
This is Kim and Kelly. They're MFS girls.
Ah, no wonder.
Don't they look good?
Yeah, they look real fine.
They look real fine, man.
Can we make a sandwich? What?
Aren't you married now?
Yeah.
Dude, what do you want?
Still make a sandwich.
I suppose you could.
We just got to use the low-fat Miracle Whip.
There you go,
man. You understand me now?
I'm looking for a friend of mine that I ain't seen in a while, and she come out to my house. I didn't know if it was really important or not.
Uh-huh.
And my mom, I talked to her, and she told me who it was.
Uh-huh.
And I've been trying for about 2 weeks to get in touch with this girl, and I can't seem to get her. I'm going to have to do a DMV search if I can't do anything.
What are we going to do, file a missing persons report right on the radio?
No. I was going to see if y'all could announce her name and tell her that someone was looking for her.
Well, why don't you tell me your name?
Her name or mine?
Hers.
BJ. I work at Home 66 Record Service.
BJ? Your name is BJ or her name is?
My name is.
Your name is? What's her name?
Dadgummit. Oh, man, this hurts.
What is that, Indian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Green's her last name.
You don't even remember her name?
Shit.
No, shit's not it.
I didn't think I was going to get through there. dadgum, and I'm going to have to call back.
All right, well, I'll be here.
All right, man, I appreciate it.
See ya.
All right, bye-bye.
Paul Marshall rocked your night.
My opinion is, between you and Howard Stern, 92.9 is going down the toilet.
I amicably realized I was totally wasting my time on an arrogant ass.
On 92.9 MFS.